Welcome to Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. I read this passage to my kids this morning, and now I'm going to read it to you. And isn't that amazing that the Word of God has something to say to my 6 and 4-year-old children? I don't know that Oliver's getting quite that much out of it yet. Something meaningful, something they can apply to their lives, and yet it has just as much depth and power and meaning to us as adults. But this is Numbers chapter 13, and I'm going to jump around a little bit. Starting in verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, everyone a chief among them." So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of the men who were heads of the people of Israel. I'm going to skip over to verse 25. At the end of 40 days, they returned from spying out the land. And they came to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation of the people of Israel, in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them, the fruit of the land. And they told them, "We came to the land which you sent us. And it flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negeb. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan." But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who came from the Nephilim. And we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." The point of this story, and the point of the devotion that we read to the kids this morning, is that it is not that the dangers are not real. It is not necessarily true that the people of Canaan, of the Promised Land, weren't giants, weren't warriors, weren't dangerous, that it may very well have been that that land was just as much of a threat to the Israelites as the 10 spies said that it was. The problem is that they let fear drive their decision-making and not faith. They forgot that God was with them. Now, Jerry Seinfeld has a funny joke about cab drivers in New York, that driving through New York City is madness. It's craziness. It's chaos. But look at this guy. He's professional. You know, he's got a license here. I can see the picture. So I don't need to worry about the craziness going around because I trust the person who's driving the car for whatever reason. And in the same way, in whatever dangerous situation we find ourselves in, we know that our guide and our leader is strong enough and loving enough and faithful enough to see us through it. Only Joshua and Caleb, of all the spies, recognized that no matter what danger faced them in the Promised Land, God was able to save. God was able to see them through it, to give them victory, to deliver them from the danger, and to bring them safely into the Promised Land. And so only those two, of all that generation of Egypt, were able to actually experience God's rest in the new promised land in Israel. So today, let's remember that whatever situation we are facing, it may be real. It may be a family tragedy. It may be a horrible medical diagnosis. It may be a financial situation that is not going to be easy to get out of. It may be an interpersonal relationship that's falling apart. We would never want to belittle the circumstances and whatever you're experiencing. But what we do want to do is remind you, to remind each other, to remind ourselves that God is with us, that the God that can safely deliver his people into the promised land will continue the good work that he started in your life, will work all things out for his good, to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. He can be trusted to see us through. He is worthy of our faith, and our situations are not worthy of our fear. God, we thank you for this story that you've given to the little children whose faith we are to emulate. But you give to us as well, because we are just as likely to respond in fear, to not trust you, to not look to you first. Help us to do that. Help us to do what doesn't come naturally, but what comes supernaturally by your Holy Spirit. Help us to walk in faith and trust. You are a good God, and we praise you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we ask all this. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.